On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
It's the International Tory theme song, and Woo-hoo. She joins us now. She's back from her legacy tour to the Himalayas.
It was cold there. Even in the summer, it's cold there. I didn't know that.
Crazy. Story Lagarde.
Started to climb Everest, but I didn't get very far.
Well, you didn't have the right shoes.
I had good shoes.
All right.
Wrong attitude.
Tori Lagarde is an actress, a humorist, an oracle. She performs dental work on midgets. She's everything.
We say little people.
As many as we can in the closet.
That's right.
How many people can you... Remember the phone booth thing where they used to fit people in a phone booth?
Yeah, as a contest, a Guinness book?
Yeah.
Something?
Because people back in those days in the 60s and 70s, they had nothing to do but shove themselves into phone booths.
Right, right.
And
try
I know
to break records.
Yes. And there are people listening saying, phone booth? I don't understand your language. Which country are you from? Yeah, there used to be phone booths.
And now there's a phone in everyone's pocket.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, this way we can get our own personal cancers in our testicles.
Well, I watch people at restaurants. And I see them using a phone. And I'm like, how ignorant. You're out to dinner with someone and you pull out your phone and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start to try to analyze their relationship. You know, is it an escort? Is it just a girlfriend? Mm-hmm. Is it a first date? A wife? Who gets out his or her phone on a date?
Everybody does. I think for many people, I've noticed that when they sit down at a dinner table at a restaurant, the first thing they do is they put their phone on the table.
Yes, yes.
Just in case someone's trying to contact them.
Contact meaning not call.
No.
Phones don't ring anymore.
No. Somebody's interested in communicating with me for no reason at all.
Could be a Facebook emergency.
It's really very insulting.
Yeah, but you know what? I have to stop because I kind of do to a point.
Yes.
Because I want to take a picture of my food. I'm like a Tokyo tourist.
That's different.
I want to put a picture of my food on for all my friends to see because I'm a weirdo.
Yeah.
And I have a special album in my Facebook for, it's called Foodies. And just for the last 9 years, it's been pictures of my food and when I go out and so forth.
Okay.
It's interesting, right?
Here's what's different about that. And for the longest time, when this internet thing happened,
Al Gore, you. Said,
yeah, you crazy.
Man Bear Pig is out there.
People were basically texting pictures of their food, and I thought it was the stupidest thing ever. Like, what do I care what you're eating? But I do have a great love of cooking.
Sure.
I'm a latent chef, and I have found myself in recent days actually taking pictures of food that I find to be attractive.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What are you doing with these pictures?
Well, I keep them for myself so that I can enjoy them or someone
and
says...
And refer back to them.
Sometimes people say, Ron, you know, in idle conversation, because there's nothing to talk about with me, they say, well, what'd you have for dinner? Did you cook anything interesting? I can recall it and bring it up on my phone. Say, here, look at this.
Wow, you're bragging a little. That's a little bragging.
But I don't Instagram it or faces it.
Right.
I don't do that.
No, you don't.
No.
You're not on there.
Because I figure they're not interested in what I'm eating.
Well, you don't post at all anymore. So the first post you make, everyone's going to be jumping on, go, wow, Ron, you're back. Oh, that's awesome. You'll get a lot of attention.
No,
but the
not.
More you post, the less attention
you
get.
Tori, do you know when people take you take a picture of your food, you send it to somebody, and if they respond by saying, that looks really good.
Yeah.
They're placating it, though, the ass out of you because they totally don't care.
Yeah.
Well, why say anything?
Yeah, ignore it.
That's what
ignore the text.
Well, you know, okay, that's what you ate. Am we supposed to have a deep conversation about this?
Yeah. Well, it's better than stuffing yourself in a phone booth. That's what people do now.
Wow. Ouch. Ouch.
You know, we've evolved, let's just say. Okay.
Did you hear about the new threat that Microsoft is warning everybody about?
Thank God, no.
Okay, well, you're supposed to, if you have a Windows 10.
I don't. I don't like 10. I'm stuck on 7. I never changed.
Certain versions of 7, 8, and I don't even know if there's a 9.
I think they
just went over it.
Was there even an 8? I think it went 7,
there
10.
There was an 8. There was an 8. I had 8.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I thoroughly enjoyed 8. 9, 7, 8, recall, 9. I don't recall 9. Oddly enough, why did they skip it? 9 must have been crap.
It's to make us keep staying on our toes.
Right.
Oh, wait, did we miss? We better pay attention more.
What happened to exit 9 on the highway? Hey, wait a minute. So anyway, specifically Windows 10, if you have XP, you're good. 7, you're probably okay. Mm. 8, 9, and 10, probably. Anyway, apparently, from what I understand, Microsoft is saying... download the update. We're sending updates to everybody. There's a virus going around. You're not feeling good.
Oh, it needs
stomach
like a
flu.
Patch.
It's a stomach flu.
I had that.
Yeah. And apparently it somehow gets into your computer, but it's like a malware thing, and you don't even have to open it up, and you don't even have to do anything with it. Just the fact that it's even introduced into your machine without you opening it can spread like wildfire. They think it could affect 300 million computers. Which is a lot of computers, really.
Yeah. Is it handheld also, probably?
Probably.
Okay.
But anyway, that's what they're saying.
Well, that's not Windows 10.
And it was actually a news item. But then I said to myself, what a wonderful scam that is.
Oh.
If it's not really Microsoft and that's a way, download this
and
you won't get the virus.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. But it was a news item on CNN, so I figured, yeah, they must have checked that out.
Well, I think it's like snake oil. Because I saw an ad for crystals that you wear around your neck that are supposed to heal you. They're in liquid. They're liquid. It's funny. I'm reading the post. You know, it's like a sponsored ad on Facebook. Everyone's like, oh, this is so great. Oh, it's wonderful. If you don't believe it, just shut up. But, you know, isn't it just the snake oil guy again saying, this will cure you? And it's the new thing. Now you have the internet. So they're really going to shine
now. Are you familiar with Peter Popoff?
Oh, why does that sound so familiar to me? Kind of, maybe?
There was a commercial that was on like 10 years ago. It's resurfaced again. He's an evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
And he does, hey, I'll tell them I will be free. With it.
All right.
Yeah. And apparently there's this little vial of blessed holy water.
Okay.
And he'll send it to you.
Did he get right out of the sink? But yes.
He probably peed in the vial.
Oh, no.
You wear it around your neck and he'll send it to you. And in the commercial, the 60-second commercial, there's people that say, I was poor and I couldn't pay my rent, and all of a sudden I came into a lot of money. Thank you, Ms. Peter Popoff. And another person, I had cancer and it was terminal, and now I'm fine and totally free. Thank you, Peter Popoff.
That seems sad to me that they would take advantage of people.
It's extremely sad. Every single person in this commercial, and I'm not being racist, every single person was black.
Right.
And I thought, first of all, my immediate thought is, this is the most racist thing I've ever seen on television at all.
Right, he's preying on a certain demographic.
Yes, number two, basically saying if you're black, you probably need to wear water around your neck in order to be successful at anything.
Yeah, because you're poor and sick.
Yeah. It was just insult, but they run it on, and it's not on until like 2-3 in the morning when I'm up.
When they can afford to, put the little ad on.
But apparently people buy this thing and he's making a fortune, and I there's no law against
it,
I guess.
No, there's not. This is capitalism. This is America.
It is, and you can sell what you want. You're
supposed
to
be smart
enough. And
if people are stupid enough to elect people and stupid enough to, then you know what? Then you have to deal with it.
Popoff, man.
That's a weird name. Right away, I don't care for him.
Man, Popoff.
But speaking of Trump,
yeah.
You know what bothers me? Is gay people that vote for Trump, that support him. Okay. So they're wealthy people. They're willing to exchange their rights for wealth. Ron, this is a serious question. I know these people, and they're homosexual, and they support, and they're GOP.
Right.
To be fair, they've been GOP a long time.
Right.
But now he's filling the slot. But that's no excuse. He's a racist, homophobic, everything.
Yes, he is.
Misogynist.
Yes, he is.
All the ists.
Yes.
So why would you continue to support him?
Yeah.
You know, really standing behind this guy? Because, you're really doubling down?
Yeah, because they don't believe that... he really is. You know, you can take anything and make an excuse for it and say, I like it. But the economy's good, and he's a Republican, and I can never vote for a Democrat because I just don't believe anything they say.
But he's, you know, he's... all the people are against gays.
I know.
And you're gay. So yes. How is this? I don't understand the logic.
I don't know. There is no logic to that. It is that they have
and
been
not every.
Brainwashed.
I'm not saying every person that's gay loves, but the enough do that. I'm shocked.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be enough. We're talking 33%. Actually, his numbers have gone down.
You always say that. Yeah. I want them to go to zero. They're not ever going
to go to zero.
They always go down. Yeah. They go down. They go down.
And now the economy is shaky, as you know.
Yeah, Wall Street had some crisis the other day.
Well, it's not a crisis. It's that the recession is, we're due for a recession anyway.
Okay.
In every 10 years you get this thing anyway. But our deficit is higher than it's ever been, our national deficit.
Obama. You know, they'll always figure out a way. Right.
Oh, wasn't that high with Obama?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Trump just spends money, and if we run out, we'll just declare bankruptcy.
Yeah.
That's number one. And number two is trade wars have made prices go up.
Mm-hmm.
So people are realizing my dollar is shrinking
this
here.
This whole China thing. China.
So, man, the people that are, you know, if you shoot somebody in Manhattan and these people stay with him, they're the only people that will stay with him at this point.
Right.
I'd love to see him shoot somebody in Manhattan and see how long these people would stay with him. Let's test it.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they will. It was an OJ thing. He could stand there with her head in his hand. They'd be like, that's Photoshop.
I know.
Now, have you been beating to death the Epstein thing or not?
I haven't been beating it.
No.
Oh, so I see. Oh, you've been talking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not that either.
Oh, I see. No. Just because I see there's a whole conspiracy theory with the tinfoil hat crowd and they're out in full force.
Here's the funny thing, Torrance.
Yeah,
Let's discuss this, Torrance. This Trump guy, he actually retweets a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Says he didn't. He doesn't know if he believes it or not. He just retweeted for everybody to read. He says it was the Clintons that had this this arranged, this quote unquote suicide arranged. That's why the guards didn't show up for a period of hours, because that's too strange.
Mm-hmm.
I say, Donald, be careful the conspiracies that you put forth, because I say Epstein probably had the goods on you.
This is all I'm saying. He's the president. He's at the very top. Don't you think he's in control of what's going on in that stupid prison?
So Don, maybe you and your friend Barry Barr there, maybe you guys arranged for this to happen so that Epstein could not testify. So it sounds like you're behind this. And then, in order to shield yourself from people accusing you, you chose to go after Clinton so they wouldn't go after you.
Yeah, yeah.
And going after Clinton worked during the election, so let's do it to the husband.
Mm-hmm.
Shield any questions about you. Don, actually, what you've done is you've opened up your own possibilities here.
Yeah, but again, nothing seems to be happening with him.
I don't understand how this Trump guy does this day in and day out, and yet if a Democratic candidate says something a little weird, they jump on the Democratic candidate. Hey, what are you doing? This is the biggest glass house in the world, and you're throwing stones. I mean, how come nobody's saying, Don, you do everything like 10,000 more than what you're accusing somebody else of doing?
Right.
But nobody calls him on that.
No.
So Teflon.
Right. I think he's the Antichrist. I used to say that. I said it back in the 80s,
I agree
as a matter
with you,
of fact.
I
don't even really believe that, but when the 80s, when he was on Oprah, I watched the show years ago.
I think he is the Antichrist.
And I listened to him, and I didn't even know who he was back then.
Yeah.
And I went, oh my God, this guy, he's a perfect description of if there were an Antichrist, it would be that guy, Donald Trump, who I didn't even know.
Because the devil takes on other forms and tricks people, he's not good at this.
And he can't. He's still president. He's president now.
That was
in the Bible too. You come to power or something. This Antichrist.
It's the power thing and the leadership. This is the other thing. Is he is not human. He has no soul. He has no concept of what the common man goes through at all.
But he seems emotionless.
He is emotionless. He goes through life where people are just things that are in the way. They're objects to him.
Obstacles.
They're obstacles. They are not human life forms to him.
No, he gets a photo op
no
at that shooting.
Whatsoever.
All the other presidents,
nothing.
Bush, Clinton, Obama, hugging people. He won a photo op with this poor little baby and his parents died.
Unbelievable.
What's wrong with you?
Unbelievable.
And they still don't see anything wrong with that? Come on.
When he was in the hospital, he was saying to hospital employees This is quite a turnout. This is like when I was here doing my rally, and Beto was down the street. We had bigger crowds than Beto. Why are you talking about that in the hospital?
He's so
the
warped.
Hospital workers.
He is a warped
Are you
person.
Nuts?
Yeah.
Are you nuts?
And it's sickening.
Unbelievable.
Who can back him? You should be ashamed of yourself if you back a person that does things like this. Never mind he's president. Anyone that does something like that, distance yourself, please.
Yeah, but the economy's good.
Oh, is it
And they
though?
Hate immigrants, so...
Right,
you know.
You're right. And Hillary had some emails.
Yes.
So there was, you know, there's all
It was
that.
A perfect storm for him. It really was. It was a perfect storm. I did a I mentioned this on the show on Friday. There's that phrase that Trump kept using, you've got nothing to lose. This is what you've had this kind of government forever with the Clintons and all that.
Give it a try,
yeah. And it's not that's not working out. Things are just stale.
It's a swamp.
So vote for me. Right. You got nothing to lose.
Right.
We didn't know what Trump was capable of doing. We assumed he was
a regular guy.
Yeah.
He's one of us.
Yeah. It's one of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of us
He's
that
not
has
government.
All that money. No, we all have golf courses and money
and
like
gold
that.
Gold toilets.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
I do.
All of
I
us.
Love my gold toilet.
It's all of us. We all don't have to sit down and write checks.
No.
Anyway, yeah, it was that. It was what have you got to lose?
Mm-hmm.
And now the question, because he's been in power for 2.5 years, there's an answer to that. Everything.
Right.
We're losing everything.
Mm.
So this is not going to be a cakewalk for this guy. I think finally the Teflon coating is going to wear off the pan.
And people are losing their self-respect if they follow him. Because I'm not going to respect you if you respect Donald Trump.
But you're going to pay for that later. This Anthony Scaramucci...
Can you do the Fandango? Thunderbolts and lightning?
He was the president's spokesperson for a very short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
He hates Trump because Trump turned on him.
Right.
And he says that he believes, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed, that Trump will bow out of the election.
Well, there's a guy running against him. Have you heard?
Yes.
A Republican dude.
Well, it's Bill Weld who used to be.
Oh no, there was someone else then. I forgot about Bill Weld. This was somebody else I saw.
Was
thinking of running against him. Was also Republican.
That's a little too late for that.
Is it?
Well, the Republicans are pretty much behind him by 78%. But I don't understand that because if there's another strong Republican candidate, they should back him like 100%.
Exactly. Bill Weld, please.
So I don't understand why that didn't happen, to be honest with you. No, there's no chance of that, really. But I think if the economy does go sour, Trump might bow out in order to... He'll get angry and he'll say, I'm not putting up with this. You people don't want me. I'm not going to stick around. I got my own life.
I want to do a TV network.
Yeah, everybody else is screwing up the country and apparently you're not listening to me, so...
I can hear it. You're right.
Because he'll avoid losing. If this man loses something...
If he thinks he's going to lose, he's going to bail.
He'll blame somebody else or he won't... Actually, he physically won't go. He'll ask for like 50,000 recounts.
Such a dip.
It's going to be fun.
But, you know, that's the election next year. Meanwhile, there are state and local elections.
Yes, ma'am.
And I had a question for you.
Yeah.
I'm already seeing signs on lawns.
Uh-huh.
Do you see signs on lawns for people running?
Yes, I am.
Because it's August.
I see the sign.
Yes. Right.
So to speak.
My question is, when I see a sign on a lawn for anybody, for anything, doesn't matter, right next to it is a for sale sign. What does that mean? You connect the dots. Vote for this guy, but I'm getting the hell out of here. Is it really supportive? What is it saying, Ron? What is it saying?
It's saying as long as I'm sticking stuff in my lawn, I might as well put your sign up.
Is that what it's saying?
Yeah.
To me, it's like a message of you might like him and I'll vote for him, but I'm leaving. I'm getting the heck out. Unless they're staying in town somewhere else. But most people move. They leave the city too, don't they? They don't move around the city. I don't know. I'm asking.
I really don't think that everybody who has a political sign on their lawn will be moving. You've probably seen
I mean the ones with this for sale sign next to it. I'm saying there's a sign says for sale, then there's a sign with it.
Well,
I'm saying together.
Yes.
That's a message of I'm getting out of here. But but this guy's available, don't you think?
I suppose so.
It's a bad message.
I think by mistake you can vote for a tree service.
My dad, good one. My dad used to say signs don't vote though. I see a lot of signs, man, but signs don't vote.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, and guns don't kill people.
Yeah. That's true. The people do.
The people do.
Yeah, and the people vote.
People do.
People
actually, they can't kill somebody without a gun in their hand, so that kind of doesn't work.
It doesn't.
That phrase just doesn't work.
It doesn't.
No, not if you think it through, like, really quickly.
Like at all.
Like at all.
Yes.
Right.
But speaking of houses,
yes.
When you see a garage door
on
houses all over the place, people have them.
Yes.
Garages.
All right.
What is the percent? I see nothing wrong so far.
This is crazy.
I all agree with this. Okay, hear me out. What do
people have garages?
Well,
wow.
Well, let me finish.
Okay, all right.
What do you think the percentage of in those houses with garages
yes.
that those are actually used to store a car? And not just an extension of the house or used for something else.
I see
else.
What you're saying.
Just now do you see?
I see what you're
what
saying.
What percentage out of 100, how many are really
depends,
put a car in it?
It depends on the neighborhood. If you're in a smaller house with a garage,
mm-hmm.
I would assume that you use your garage for other purposes, might even close it off.
Right.
Make a bedroom out of
sure.
it or,
this is my point.
Something.
You can't tell from the outside.
It's to gain more living space.
Okay.
Which defeats the purpose of the garage to them.
Right.
They're
just
simply,
use the driveway.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, what is the percentage you think? Out of 100, how many do it? How many really use a garage for a car?
I'd say 75.
Oh, really? That high?
Oh, I think
I think
so.
They should be on Card Sharks. I started watching Card Sharks Saturday night with my boyfriend. So my boyfriend and I hang out Saturday night.
Well, yes.
And if we can't get a movie.
You watch Card Sharks.
You know what? I've just discovered it.
Yeah.
3 weeks now I've been watching
it. Oh,
it's
been on forever.
I remember the old one.
Yeah,
I remember the old one. I love the old one.
Well, they would ask a question like
yes,
that.
Yes,
and then
you
would say
answer,
the percentage.
Higher or lower, the component, right. the opponent, yeah. and then flip a card.
To me, it's one of the lamest shows
it's
ever
very lame.
Devised.
I don't know why I'm even doing it, but it's
I don't either. I mean, there's...
Well, first there's Press Your Luck on.
Yeah.
And then there's this one. And then they have another one, the Pyramid Show they brought back.
Yes. They've brought everything back.
So I've sampled. I don't know what's going on weekends. Weekends, people are sitting around watching at night. They're watching the game shows.
During the summer, there's primetime game shows.
It used to be during Monday through Friday during the day for the housewives. That's when I used to do it.
Well, there were always nighttime primetime game shows on television.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, Family Feud's the only one I could think of at night.
That's on way too much. Way too much.
What are you getting against Steve Harvey? Come on
That
now.
Show's going on in my pants 24 hours a day. That show never stops.
It doesn't.
First, I thought Steve Harvey was somewhat entertaining when I could understand what he was saying because he slurs his words a lot. Now that he's on all the time, on every channel, it's like enough. Then I went online and they had a thing about celebrities' homes.
Yep.
This fucker's got a gigantic estate in California. I know in Florida, as a matter of fact. It's huge. It's like Buckingham Palace.
No way.
Come on, man. Cut it out.
Have you watched Family Feud at all?
Yeah.
Do you realize how risque it's gotten?
Yes. It's disgusting.
Oh, my God. I can't even. In his face, he knows what question's coming, but he acts so like indignant.
Well, that's the wonderful thing.
Wow.
I
feel like I need a shower after watching sometimes.
Do you remember going to junior high school, sitting in biology class, and the teacher would draw a test tube on the board, and we laughed because we thought it was a penis?
Right, right.
That's Family Feud.
Yeah, that's Family Feud.
Same mentality.
Right.
And this guy's got an estate accordingly.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I got to wean off. I've been watching too much. Well, I watched it when I was at work. I like, because, you know, something, nothing to do. We put on Steve Harvey and we enjoy for an hour, 8 to 9. We're like watching
it. It used to be fun with
along.
The Richard Dawson thing.
It was.
That was fun.
Then the other guy put a gun in his head.
Yeah, Ray Combs.
Ray Combs.
Yeah.
Said goodbye.
That was weird, huh?
Yeah, then they had the guy, wasn't there the guy from Tool Time?
Yes, he was horrible.
Yeah.
And then Louis Anderson did it for a short period of time.
Oh, wow. Everyone's doing it.
And then that guy on Seinfeld.
Yeah, Jay Peterman.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's it.
So Steve grabbed it and he signed a paper and it's his forever now.
Well, they did syndication. They sold it to everybody.
I know. Everybody turned the channel.
It's everywhere.
TV. He is.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
And it's annoying. It's overdone and I'm sick of it.
Do you know what sarcasm is?
Tori, it's in my blood. Kidding me?
Me too.
Yeah.
So my buffriend, you listening up, buffriend? He knows what I'm going to say.
So
I told him, you know, I said something. He said, I'm just sarcastic.
Yes.
He said, your sarcasm is mean.
Oh, that's an interpretation.
Listen, but that's what sarcasm is.
There's only two ways sarcasm can go.
Okay.
Fucking funny.
Right.
Or mean.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought just sarcasm translates as mean.
It's the way you take it.
It's the way you take it, but
I'll give
it.
Give you an example.
Okay. All right. Listen up, buffer.
Okay. I have gotten into trouble relationship-wise mm-hmm. with not boyfriend, girlfriend, but just friends even. If I text something, because texting...
Oh, sure. That's the interpretation.
Texting has no...
We've gotten in more arguments about texting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Other people as well.
Yes.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's very, very difficult. if you're a sarcastic person,
yes,
you realize after you sent it and after you get the response of what are you talking about?
And even
about?
If I don't mean it that way, yeah. they assume I'm sarcastic yeah. and it gets
but
taken
I,
wrong.
But I get it. Right. I get it because mm-hmm. it's just words, but the intonation was not there.
Sure.
So then I actually sometimes say I'm being sarcastic, or I enter into the argument,
oh, no.
one or the other.
I like to
depending
enter.
Depending on my
I'm
own,
all about entering.
On
bring
my
it, baby.
Mood.
Bring
right.
it.
Yeah. Now, sarcasm has to be delivered in personal, face-to-face form
right.
with the proper theatrical presentation.
It was this time.
Yes.
The fact he
okay.
said it was mean was still face-to-face.
Oh, that's not good.
Is it not good?
That's different.
But
sorry.
I thought, listen, I thought all sarcasm was supposed to be kind of mean. It's mean. That's the definition of sarcasm.
No, it's actually sarcasm.
You're being
is kind
snarky.
Of a, well, it's a light way of
yeah
of expressing yourself to an audience that may not
in
appreciate
a negative
it.
Way. Though.
Yes, oh,
sarcasm is
negative.
Negative.
It's always negative.
So why can't it be mean? That's
because,
not mean?
Because it's not meant to strike a blow. It's meant to open one's eyes. It's not. You're not saying you're an asshole.
Oh, okay.
There are a lot of assholes. You could be one of them.
right.
It's not. It's not direct.
The shoe fits. Yes. Okay. Stick it up your ass.
Yeah.
Okay. So might. I might give him that one then.
I was born into sarcasm, so I don't know how to stop it.
No, there's no stopping.
No, I've got a combination of dry and sarcastic. It's deadly.
Maybe that's a Scorpio thing.
I don't believe in that stuff.
Never not. It's planets.
Don't
it doesn't matter. They're in the sky.
Stuff.
They float. It's fine.
Maybe the moon affects the tides. Maybe not.
We had that talk. I remember.
Yeah, I know.
Because we're full of water. Our bodies are in so much percent water.
It's like going to an astrologist or something. Exactly what we're talking about. Where they say something, and if it clicks.
Right.
Then it's like, they're incredible.
Right,
if it didn't
right,
click,
yep.
They're awful. And then they say something after that that clicks. All of a sudden, they're wonderful again. It's you can't do it that way. You can't be floored by something that they possibly got interestingly, coincidentally right.
Right.
And then dismiss everything that doesn't fit.
Right. You can't.
No.
No. Ron said so. Even though I'm the oracle, he's giving
yeah.
you the advice.
Yeah. You're making me give it because you're controlling me.
Is
you,
that a
you
bad
are
thing?
The oracle, and you are controlling my
right.
response.
That's fine.
Like that's fine.
You should be a non-believer.
Care. I benefit.
That's fine.
I
just
benefit.
Go be your atheist self. That's fine.
Okay.
I will.
All
right. Good.
Sarcastic.
But I'm not mean. It wasn't
no,
mean.
No, that was
it
not
was
mean.
Not mean spirited.
You pointed something out.
That's all I do. That's I what know. I do.
Sure.
Do you have a mixed metaphors?
Only when I'm cooking. No.
Really? I did the other day.
How did you do that?
I said it without even thinking. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't doing it on purpose.
Uh-huh.
My brain is scrambled. Let's get this straight.
Yeah.
You're doing it. Don't say you understand.
You,
I don't like that you understand right away.
No, you told me this before. You said
I'm dyslexic.
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But now I'm speaking dyslexic, writing dyslexic, not just reading. It's it's everything.
Really?
I'm not happy with it, but I can't mm-hmm. change it, I guess.
Yeah.
So this is just a mild example. I said, I have a beef to pick with you.
Oh, interesting.
Is it?
Yes.
Because it should be.
It is passable, though.
But what should it be? The correct is, I have a bone
to pick
with
you.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just, like, I have a beef with you, or I have a bone to pick with you. I said I have a beef to pick with you.
That is not, that's not a big one.
Right. But
that's
I thought it was interesting how I'm just like, boof.
No, because when you said that,
right.
my immediate reaction was, I understand what
you
said.
You understood it.
Yeah.
And that's what you said a long time ago to me, which I loved. You said, it doesn't matter how you say, the words are just used to convey something,
yes,
and no matter what, as long as they're understood.
Only purpose, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They can be misused, but then one's being stupid.
Right.
I mean, I know some people that just, and I do this sometimes too, when I'm seeing something on television and they use a double negative or something, I'll go off like crazy.
and you to yourself.
Yes. But like, it's like, why are you doing that? I mean, I understand what they said.
You did.
I get it.
Yeah, but
I get
a takeoff point.
They're grammatically ignorant.
Yes, exactly.
Like, did you go to school? But
his,
at the same
like
time.
Like his, her, they.
Yeah.
You know, I immediately
yes,
I
that's
hear
one
it.
Of your things.
Although
yes.
they're trying to make it all gender non-specific by
right.
saying they and there. I can't, it's not singular. That's plural. I don't care about
correct.
People's gender. Whatever,
yes.
do what you want.
Yeah.
But grammatically, and I'm losing this battle. My father gave it up before he died. He said, you know what? It's already lost. Everyone's already been assimilated. Anchors in the news, you hear them. No one's saying it right anymore, so whatever.
That's
it's not,
true.
It's not that big a
You're
deal.
You're absolutely right. Nobody is saying it
I
right.
wish I could not hear it wrong then anymore. But it's like fingernails on a blackboard. I correct my buffering. I just hear things and I got to correct.
Yeah, you're kind of just frustrating yourself.
I am.
And I do that to myself too. And then the bottom line is that this is not my generation anymore.
Ah.
That's a little sad. I feel that we talked about this too. We talked about, why don't we just rerun everything?
The phone booth is the phone booth again.
Yeah. I don't know who the celebrities are. You talked about these game shows.
Yeah.
And they list the celebrities.
I don't know who's hosting them. I have no idea who these people are.
I don't know who's hosting
them. I know Elizabeth Banks. And I don't know why she's on the Press Your Luck.
Yeah.
She's an actress.
Yeah, I know. Well,
what's going on?
This is easier. No, the celebrity guest stars, they say that we've got celebrities. I they're not celebrities to me. I don't know who they are.
Right, right.
They can't be celebrities. I've never heard of these people before. I've never seen these people.
Right, I don't know either.
And that there are some game shows where they have six celebrities playing the game, and they're celebrities. I don't know any of them. I've never heard of them. I don't know any of them at all. And that's when I start doing the generation thing, like, yeah. Uh-oh, but maybe that's okay.
Yeah. Well, but it seems like you can get famous for anything now, though. Back then, you had to have some quality to be famous. Now these people they have YouTube channels.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, who they are, what's going on.
Yeah.
But you know
that's a whole nother category. Yes, you're right.
A Kardashian is a celebrity to me. Brad Pitt is not necessarily a celebrity. I consider him an actor. Now, he's above celebrity. I think when you're making these kind of movies that are like Leonardo DiCaprio, Meryl Streep, I consider those people actors. Yes, they're also a celebrity.
Yes.
But Kim Kardashian is strictly a celebrity.
Correct.
So I think celebrity is an insult almost. It's kind of now it is. It didn't used to be, but now it's like anybody can be a, quote, celebrity if you're well known for doing whatever you do.
Yeah.
But there's an art to what Meryl Streep does and what Laurence Olivier did or something. These people, it's a craft.
You can't take Snooki from
Jersey Shore. Yeah.
And say that's one celebrity and Meryl Streep is another celebrity. That's an insult.
Right. Yeah, it is.
It's almost like saying you're a human being and Donald Trump is a human being.
That's a stretch.
I don't want to insult you.
Yeah, you're right. But I mean, that's really we've talked about.
He's
I don't think he's human. He's
I put him in the same category of
Harry Potter. Those things that flew around in the sky. He's one of those.
I think the Kardashians whatever. I think the Kardashians are absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, I don't watch it.
I don't.
I know of them.
Yeah,
that's about it. I don't know how many there are. I know they all look alike.
They do.
I don't.
All look alike.
I think they live in California.
They all marry the same person, I believe.
Yeah, they have long dark hair and all kinds of plastic surgery.
Yeah, right.
And they live in California.
Yeah.
And I think their father or uncle or somebody was the lawyer for O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
And he died too.
Yeah.
So I don't even know.
And
that's all I know.
Somehow that turned into something, and I don't know why.
Right. I think they're Armenian because of the IAN. I can give you that too.
Oh, yeah.
But Evan Spechev.
Well, at least you picked that up.
Yes.
I think the who's the mother there?
Bruce Jenner? I don't even know.
Well, Bruce Jenner is he used to be the husband.
Caitlin.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know. Why should I know?
You know, if you're going to become, this is my problem when he changed over to the woman thing.
Right, right.
Do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
Have a good day. But now,
have a good day. Good day to you, sir.
Right. But why do you have to be in the forefront now, a celebrity who's changed into a woman? You're not a celebrity to begin with. Why don't you just go live your life as a woman? Why do
but
you
have to
be? But
he was a celebrity. He was Bruce Jenner, a athlete, quotes, / celebrity, right? Wasn't he?
He was.
So he can gain some ground by being that, and now he's this, and he can get another following and make money. It's all about money, Ron. I got to tell you. Come on. You know this, though.
It is all about money. These people have to make a living somehow.
Right.
Apparently, the Kardashians have done quite well with themselves.
For what? I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
For being interesting?
Well, they called Donald Trump a TV star. What? What are you talking about?
Well, he was.
No, he wasn't. He was a real estate guy.
But he had that Celebrity Apprentice show, right? Apprentice?
Yes.
So that's television.
He hosted it, but it was this quasi-reality show.
Right, right, right.
He's not a TV star.
Not a star, I guess, no.
Don't give that to him.
No. I did watch the first season of that Apprentice show. It was brand new back then.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this? Omarosa? What is she? What's going on here? And of course, they're all overacting just to be interesting.
But
I was interested. And then it went on another year. I went, you know what? I'm good. I saw it. I enjoyed it. It's over. I'm not going to keep following.
I hated this power-hungry Trump from the first show of The Apprentice because the whole thing was at the end. He leans over and he says to somebody, you're fired.
You're fired. He's all power trip.
And he's taken something that every worker in this country never wants to hear.
Right.
You know, it's an insult. It ruins your life for a period of time. It's a horrible, defeating thing for some schmucky boss wearing an expensive suit to tell you to get out of here.
Right.
I hated that from the first day, and that has been what this has been all about. I've hated his ability to say, I'm above everybody else, get out of my way.
But that reminds me of the other TV show, then, with the lady, the British lady, with the, she'd say, what'd she say? She'd dismiss people.
Oh, yes, yes. I don't remember the name of that show. Yes, it was a game show.
Walk away.
Right.
What did she do?
Right.
It was the last link, right? The something link. The weakest link.
Yes.
The weakest link.
Very good, Tori. Yeah. And your brain's working.
It's starting. It's kicking in now, finally.
Yeah, so you're good.
But she'd say something like, you're off.
Yes.
F off.
Yes.
Screw you. What did she say? She said something.
Fuck you. Get that.
Right. She was gone. So she had that element as well. So people expect that on a game show. They want to have that final humiliation, right?
I don't know if that came about. I have to
walk of shame. Yeah.
Walk of shame. Yes. I have to check the dates on that.
Right.
Was she created by British television? Because it's a British show.
Yes. It started there and came here.
Yeah. Was that created because of Trump's Apprentice, where they wanted a female
in
counterpart
that version.
Who throws people out?
Yeah.
I wonder.
I don't know. Good question.
Yeah.
You can Google it. You know what else you can Google, I found out?
No, what?
Google, when you have a spare time, check this out. Google, why was cornflakes invented? Just Google that. Ooh. Why were cornflakes invented?
Interesting.
You'll be very surprised at the answer. I was shocked.
Wow.
Shock and awe, babe. I can't tell you the answer because people have to do this themselves. And I want you to do it. You don't need to do it right now unless you want to really have a
woo-hoo. Was it meant to insert as a birth control device?
No.
Okay, that's my first guess. That's my first guess.
But you're in the ballpark-ish.
Really? How could I even be in the ballpark
because
with that stupid
so
comment?
Bizarre.
I will definitely look that up.
I could see you inching to do it right now. You're so curious. That's funny.
And you don't want to make this a part of the program today.
Then you can if you want. It's going to be quite the interesting, kind of risque.
I don't see
going
a problem
down the road.
With discussing it right now.
All right, Ron. Go for it. Go for Google. Why were
Let
cornflakes
me ask, but
invented?
You know the answer to this.
But it's complicated. You have to read it.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't have time on a show to do that. I thought I could ask you that question and you would explain the answer.
All right. But I want people to look it up.
All right. Why? If you're here.
I know.
If you weren't here, then we'd have to look it up.
All right. Can I give you a clue?
Yes.
All right. It has to do with masturbating.
Ooh, I was close.
See? I don't know. But now you're really curious. Now people really want to go look it up.
Now I really do.
Now people will be looking it up.
What could cornflakes have to do with masturbating?
I don't know. But listen, I just found this out today, so I thought I should pass it along.
I cannot think of any connection whatsoever.
I know.
Is there milk involved?
It has to do with the... No. It has to do with the ingredients.
Oh, corn? Flakes?
Is it
the crunchiness of it?
No.
Is it the sound if you laid a pot?
It has to do with the ingredients to your body.
Oh.
To try like a wholesome snack to deter such events, I imagine. I mean, I have to reread. I only read it quickly before I came over.
Do cornflakes make you horny?
No, the opposite.
To stop masturbation?
I think so, yes. I think that's what it implied.
Cornflakes stop masturbation.
The ingredients. Again, this is back 100 years ago.
Because I got to tell you.
When they were invented 100
said,
years ago,
Ron,
whatever.
You can either masturbate or have a bowl of cornflakes.
You're picking the cornflakes?
I might now.
I know. I would always pick the cornflakes. I'm hungry. What am I going to do?
It's not
food.
That, huh? It's not like baseball.
No. I don't know. I mean, again, this was shocking to me because someone put on Facebook, a friend of mine, put that up.
Years
and
ago?
I said, they said, Google this. And I did. Well, you know, decades ago, this was invented.
Okay.
I don't know, the 40s?
Well, yeah. It was one of the first Kellogg's things, I think.
Right.
And it has to do with not masturbating.
Right. They wanted wholesome ingredients.
I see.
I'm pretty sure that's what I read. I mean, I read those few words. Hopefully I'm putting them in the right order.
Oh, well, now I will have to check it out.
Now you got to check it out.
All right.
And, you know.
Fine.
Talk about it next week with your listening audience. Make some phone calls. Do an interview.
No, I'll
find
wait.
The guy
I'll wait for you to return.
Okay. All right.
Then we'll discuss.
Very good.
All right.
What about pronouncing words? I have one last thing.
Sure.
My dad used to say, diaper.
How interesting.
Because it's not diaper.
Right.
It's not D-Y-P-E-R.
Very interesting.
It's diaper. D-I-A-P-E-R.
Yes.
He specifically said that. So why aren't people doing that? Or are they? I haven't watched commercials for Pampers.
No, they're not.
Okay. And my dad was a very smart man. So I know this has to be probably correct.
Interesting concept.
Isn't it?
There are many words where the letters are in there, but we don't pronounce them, but they kind of should be.
Mm.
And the dictionary tells us to do that.
What about almond? How do you say that?
I say almond.
Oh, no, Ron. Boyfriend? Yeah. No. One for you. It's a Scorpio thing. It's got to be.
Almond?
I say almond because I'm lazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, most people say almond. I do say almond.
You say almond.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
He says almond.
Yeah.
Because it's not health and calm.
How about O-F-T-E-N?
Often. Not often. It's often.
Well, it's often.
It's often. I often think that. Right. I feel like I'm William Shakespeare if I'm going to talk
but,
like
but
that,
most
though.
People don't mention that T at all, even
often.
Fleetingly.
Of course. It's often. I often come here.
Like O-F-F-E-N.
Correct.
Yeah. But it's not. It's often.
But it's snot.
And there's no F in snot. There's no T in snot.
No.
Well, there is actually.
Yeah.
There's. Okay.
There's no I in team, but there's an M and an E.
Right. Good point.
Thank you.
It's about time someone brought that on to.
I'll bring up everything, if necessary. Yeah. I love words and wordplay, and obviously being dyslexic, it's even more fun.
It is fun. What I get most a kick out of is wordplay when I play with my little cell phone and I have nothing
to
do.
I'm glad you finished that sentence.
Yeah, well, I have no wordplay.
When I play with my little cell phone. Hello, Ronald.
Off 10.
Uh-huh.
I do wordplay games.
Oh.
That's where I'm at.
Okay.
I think it stimulates my.
I play Sporkle on my phone.
Excuse me, please?
Sporkle. S-P-O-R-C-L-E. It's a game on your phone.
Never heard
it
of
has
it.
Like, it's a timer. So you have to answer these questions.
Like timers. That's too. Intense.
Stressful. I like that. You count down and you have to answer all the questions.
Oh, yeah.
It has to do with geography or movies or words, all kinds of stuff.
I don't want to be timed.
Medical, the endocrine system.
It reminds me of taking quizzes in school.
Yeah.
Where you have half an hour.
Do it on the toilet. You know?
Oh, okay.
Bring it to the bathroom.
No, in school? What are you talking
no,
about?
No, your phone. No, Sporkle.
Okay. Isn't Sporkle, isn't that like a fork and
that's
a spoon?
A spork.
Okay.
Good one, though. That's a spell different. There's a K, I think, there. But this one you can, as a comment board, too, so you can write in comments like, I thought this. Oh, I never knew this. You could talk to people while you're doing your quiz, after your quiz is done. I think it's great.
This has been fascinating today.
Yeah.
In some sense of the word.
I had a lot of different angles, so.
You really did.
I did.
You really did. A
couple extra than I didn't even have, so good.
It's fantastic.
Why not?
Well, she's Tori Lagarde, and you better look stuff up now. That cornflakes thing is fascinating.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And we'll do this again next week, perhaps.
Perhaps.
You never know.
I know.
That's the adventure of it. It's an oracle. We wish you peace.